Financially free means you have assets that will pay for your expenses. So what you want to do is you want to grow your asset column. Now, if you have a network marketing business, that is actually considered an asset because most network marketing companies allow you to sell your business. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, I am pumped to bring you a fun episode talking about streams of income. You might have seen that quote that is everywhere. It talks about the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. And I wrote mine down. I wrote all of our streams of income down. And I was like, let's go and share it with the world on how we've been able to do it. I made a post on Instagram a couple of weeks ago about how I am completely financially free. And I wanted to share with you all how I got to that by the age of 30. And I think it's possible for anybody. It just takes intentionality and expanding your mindset, discipline, and commitment. So let's break it down today. I hope you grab a piece of paper and a pen, or if you're listening to me when you're working out, yay! It's actually really smart to listen to podcasts while you're working out because your cells are vibrating at a really high level and you usually retain a lot more info. So that's awesome. So, I have 14 streams of income. Okay. And I'm going to break them down for you. And by the way, I have been working on these streams of income since I was 23. I'm now 34. So this is 11 years in the making. And the first 5 years, I feel like they don't really count. That was a lot of trial and error, which is so necessary as you're building your wealth. And I'm going to share with you even more behind the scenes of how we did it. Okay. So there is active income. Active income is you're currently having to still work for that income. You're having to do something to get paid, right? So there is a service that somebody bought from you and you have to go fulfill it. A job is an example of active income. And then there's residual income. And residual income is, you know, something that you did a long time ago that you're still getting paid on. Then there's passive income. Passive income isn't so passive because you still have to watch your money. So this could be in the form of real estate assets, stock, that kind of stuff. So you're not necessarily having to trade your time for that money, but you still need to watch it. Okay, so the first type of income that I have is active. And this is my coaching. So this is the Kayla Kraft coaching umbrella. And inside of the Kayla Kraft coaching umbrella, we have a lot of different streams. Now, what happened for me this year is I actually shut down 4 of them, which is crazy. But I feel like these last 18 months have been all about getting everything that is not in alignment with me and my future. And no matter how much income it was bringing into me, it was slowly killing my soul. Like it was making me exhausted. So that's how I know something is no longer working in my life. It's the exhaustion factor. If it doesn't energize me while I'm doing it, I know it's time to move on from it. And I've just given myself permission to know that that's the way that I work and that's okay. So everybody's different. And I've set up a life where I can choose to do that. I'm the CEO of my life. You are the CEO of your life. Remember that. So inside of my coaching, we have 2 courses currently that people can buy. There is the Mommy Millionaire Mentality, which is an evergreen course that you can go buy. And then there is also my Rewired for Business course. That is my flagship program. That is the one that I'm going to be putting all of my manpower behind, my woman power behind. And I'm absolutely obsessed with what we're doing inside Rewired for Business. So what's so awesome about these courses is, let's just take Rewired for Business, for example. It's 12 hours of fulfillment live in about, I would say, about 30 years in the making. It takes all my experience and puts it into those hours. Okay. So I love it because I get to have massive impact inside of that course. It's really changing people's lives. And it's also bringing in an incredible income for me. And it doesn't take any one-to-one effort. It's all group. So I love that. And it's a much lower price point. So that comes in, you know, boom, 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 shakalaka. The other thing under Kayla Craft Coaching is my one-to-one coaching, which is a six-figure yearly for each client I work with. And that brings in the good moolah right there. Another thing that I have is the club. And the club is very exclusive. And it's invite only. And the people that are in it know that they're in it. And it's amazing. And that's another way I bring in income. So that right there is four income streams for me. And it's pretty incredible. All of it, besides the mommy millionaire mentality, is an active income. The mommy millionaire mentality is done, right? It's evergreen. You can go and buy it anytime. I don't have anything to do with it. It was something I created once. Absolutely love it. If you're a parent looking to really create a household where the mama is focused on financial freedom, raising amazing kids, living an abundant life, boom, such an incredible investment, right? So that I would basically consider as a passive income stream. Now, the next way that I make money is through my Transformational Life Coaching Academy. Now, this is a very high ticket price. You could invest in just the course, which is still a high ticket, or you could come to the event, which is another high ticket. This has two types of income here. Active income is the event, right? I have to fulfill on the event, and the course aspect has already been created. So people can buy that and I'm just going to get paid. So it's pretty incredible. Two sources of income inside of there, and we're creating a third one. Now, this is where it gets really fun, where people want to have a lot of questions, okay? Now, we also have our investments. Now, I consider all of these investments pretty much active because I think you need to constantly be looking at where your money is, making sure it's really working hard for you and that you're learning more and more about where the money is and how to grow it, how to multiply it. So we have money in real estate. We have money in different stocks, which I will not get into the details, okay? And then we also have it in Bitcoin. And another place that we have money invested into is we have it into different startups. And I wouldn't consider them stocks because they're not public companies yet. So they haven't made us money yet, but it's still in the startup phase. So that's exciting because I would look at that as an asset. Now, I also have profit share in several coaching brands that I get paid a percentage of. I also get paid for speaking. So that's another source of income. Another one that gets me excited is my consulting fees. Those are just kind of like one-offs that I'll do for different companies. I'll come in and help them change the culture and usually help them a lot with social media. Another thing that I've done is workshops. Now, these are like one days that I'll come in to different companies and do a workshop on sales and social media for their teams. And those are all one-time active incomes, right? So there's no residuals in that, but still really great. It's a really great way to increase revenue. And the last one I'll talk about is network marketing. I have a social retail team that I started back in November 2020, and I've been in the network marketing space for over 10 years. So this is the second team I've created, and that is bringing in a multiple six-figure income already. Probably will be doing seven figures by the time this year ends, which is super fun. But the network marketing is I don't want to say it's active because it's a different type of work, you know? And it's not solely based on your efforts. It's based on the entire team's effort and what they're doing. But, you know, I love that I can count on a good multiple five-figure income coming in every month from that, doing very little, just supporting and coaching key people. So it doesn't take that much time for me. And it's pretty incredible what it's done for a lot of people. So that is how I break down my streams of income. And the reason why we've been able to be financially free is because financially free means you have assets that will pay for your expenses. So what you want to do is you want to grow your asset column. Now, if you have a network marketing business, that is actually considered an asset because most network marketing companies allow you to sell your business. So if you can sell your business, if you can borrow against your business, then it is an asset. So you can add it to your asset column. Now, some real estate, depending on what type of real estate you're into, we're into a multifamily real estate. So you can get a monthly cash flow coming in through that. Most of the stocks and stuff, you keep it invested unless you need to pull it out to go and invest in something else, which we've done that before. So it's pretty incredible how quickly all of this can add up when you start to be intentional. And I want you to focus on that. If you could just go and say, I am going to give 10% before I do anything else, I am going to give 10% to where I get fed spiritually. And then 10% off of that goes straight into my investment account. And from your investment account, remember now, you're all adults. You could do what you want to do. I'm just explaining what we did. And sometimes we even gave more on really big months. From that, then we go, okay, what do we want to invest in? What do we think is best for our money to go into? And you don't always want to go based off of emotions. You want to go based off of what you know. So you want to be educated in what you're investing in. This is really important because when we first started investing, and I think I've talked about this before on the podcast, but when we first started investing, we just had so much money and we were investing in things we had no clue about. And what happened was we ended up, you know, taking a loss on multiple six figures because we had no business investing in that. We got talked into it by a financial planner. And we look back now and we're like, it happened for a reason. So we could teach people to not do it. And it also made us really like work on our passive income streams and really know, okay, this is what gets us excited. Chase loves the Bitcoin stuff. I don't know anything about it, but he gets fired up about that. And what's so funny is like years ago when Bitcoin first came out, Chase wanted to invest in it. He took it to our financial planner and they were like, laughing at it. They're like, absolutely not. Now, this is the same financial planner that made us invest, not made us, but, you know, told us this was a surefire way to make seven figures. And then we lost that money. So that was a red flag. But he totally, you know, put down the Bitcoin idea and Chase didn't invest in the beginning. And he kicks himself all the time because, you know, people that did it in the beginning are way further ahead than us, but it's never too late. Just remember that it's never too late. You can start now. Just be disciplined with learning about it. One of my girlfriends who's super into Bitcoin, what she does, like she takes her kids to school and she gets home, she pulls out three different laptops and she's watching her Bitcoin all day. And she is making millions of dollars. That's all she's doing is Bitcoin. And it's hilarious, but she loves it. She knows everything about it. And I'm like, go girl. She has all these different types of coins and that's what lights her up. Right. And for me, I'm like, I get excited about building up brands, building up companies and coaching people. So that's where I want to put all my emphasis into. And I also love real estate. So you get to decide what you want to learn on and then go and invest your money in that. But you have to decide right now, what are my income streams going to be? What are going to be the active ones? What are going to be the passive ones? And know that the people who make the most money, they just have more income streams than you. They just have more offers out there in the world. So you see here, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, 10 of those are things that I've just offered to people. And they're a way that I'm making money, way that I'm creating cash flow into my life. Everything I look at that I want to create, I want it to be a cash flow machine for me. So that's why I don't do a lot of workshops anymore or one-off consulting fees, because it's a lot of energy to only get paid once for it. Now it's like a, you know, it's a pretty hefty price point. If you want me to do that, I will gladly do it. But like, I'm not going to make myself available for too many of those unless I can get some type of profit share worked into the deal. So hopefully this will help expand your mind into all the ways that you could start serving the world. Think of yourself as a problem solver. In every single one of these income streams, it solves a problem. Every single one of your income streams is going to solve a problem. When you focus your life on solving problems, you will never have to work another day in your life, right? I could walk away from everything right now and still be able to live the life I want to live because we've set it up as such. We have things working. We have cash flow machines working for us. So you get to set that up for yourself. It gets me so excited. I could talk about this all day long. So make sure to DM me if you have any like questions, and I'd love to do like just a follow-up episode on it. But your job is to decide what income streams you want to do, which ones you want to focus your effort into getting better at. So if you're like, okay, right now I'm in my network marketing business and this is an asset for me. Okay, what do you need to do to scale up? What can make you the best at it? What secures that six-figure income? What secures that seven-figure income? Do you need to bring more people in, right? Do you need to bring more customers in? And focus on that. I love you so much. The reason why I talk about, you know, being financially free is when you don't have to worry about how the bills are getting paid, you can focus on just giving your gifts to the world in whatever way you want to give them. I just signed up for prison ministry and I am so excited about it. And somebody's like, aren't you scared? I'm like, dude, I grew up in the prison, you know, like, no, I didn't really. But like, I remember going there a couple times to go see my dad. And it's like, it doesn't scare me. That actually excites me because there's such a problem in the prison system. They don't teach them to change. And so people are constantly going back to prison because that's actually where they're safer and where their needs are met. So they end up going back to prison. And I want to change that, you know? So because I have more freedom in my lifestyle, because I'm not worried about how I'm going to pay the bills and take care of my family, I now get to give back of my gifts and more opportunities are coming my way. It's crazy. So that's where we want to get you to. So it just takes a little intentionality. Where could you be 1 year from today if you focused on creating seven streams of income? Truly having those machines working for you. So then you could go and give of your gifts in the way that is really calling to you. So think about that. Let me know what you're working on. I love to hear from you in my text messages. You could text me the word podcast at 661-491-7447. And we'll give you podcast updates. And you can also ask me any questions that you have about the podcast. So hope to see you over in my text messages because I live on that thing. And go out there, create that freedom that you deserve. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.